Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, which was voted by USA Today the best minor league ballpark in all America. Our ballpark is a real Quad Cities treasure. 87 years old and scenically located on the beautiful Mississippi River, and at night with our Ferris wheel all lit up and the Centennial Bridge lit up, it's a picturesque setting right here in the Quad Cities that any Quad citizen would be proud of. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast isn't technically a Quad Cities treasure, and it's really not illuminating in any way, but their company P.O. Box is in the Quad Cities, and that's a fact. I hope you guys enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there!
Here we go again, gang. Time for another one of these Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcasts. My name is Dave. His name is Darren.
I got a hello there today.
Oh, at the ballpark?
I did.
So you've already had a game today.
Yes.
The River Bandits have already played. Can you tell them? Did they win? Did they lose?
Well, here's a little bit of a spoiler alert.
Okay.
I'm sorry to kind of one-up you, Matt Randazzo. But yes, River Bandits victorious. For those of you watching later on MC22, actually, no, that's not a thing because they weren't there.
Well, all of the games are televised on MILB.
That's true.
You can buy a package and watch the River Bandits.
But if that was the case, you would have already watched it.
That's a good point. Well,
maybe not, though. Maybe you can do some sort of on-demand thing with that, because if you were a parent, I would imagine that 99% of the people that watch that are parents of the players.
Or people who love the River Bandits but are terrified of Ferris wheels. Ever since they put that thing in the park, I can't go. I have a real phobia. What if it comes loose and goes right into the river and takes me with it?
I don't trust it. Whee!
Thing makes me nervous. They had all the rides going for Farmer's Market. Did you do Farmer's Market this weekend?
No, I guess the first one was this weekend, huh?
It was. We were looking for you. In fact, we were buying tomatoes, and kept looking over my shoulder like, he'll be here any minute. Just wait. Here he comes. No, he's not here. Okay, any minute.
No, I did miss that. Oh, that's right. I had a tailgate to get to very early on Saturday morning.
Tailgate for what?
One of the final Auggie football practices. They had some sort of big to-do with the family tailgate, and they had like the incoming freshman class were there, and then kids that are going to be going into their senior year were being recruited. And the team was going through their final practice, and there was a big tailgate before and after.
So they're practicing for next season already?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, everybody is. You know, they're all these football teams, all the college football teams are doing those spring games.
Yeah, okay.
Really a spring game.
Now, your nephew will be a senior next year?
He will be a senior.
Is the plan to be done at Auggie in 4, or is he going to stay on for a fifth year?
No, he'll be done.
Wow.
He'll be done.
That's crazy.
That's all. Then I gotta find somebody else to glom on to. I already got I've got something lined up.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got a friend who's got some sort of relation who is quite an athlete that's in eighth grade.
So this could work out. It begins all over again. So will that be in Geneseo? Or?
No, I think that's down in like Arcola, Illinois. So it'll be quite a drive on Friday nights.
Wow. Well, that is something else.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in about 5 years, we'll have an eighth grader. So
I know. So
you,
I'll be glomming onto what he's doing. What do you think he might be doing?
Like the high dive? I wouldn't.
Do they have the high dive?
I don't think he would do the high dive.
No.
He's announcing lately that he's afraid of heights, but he was never afraid of heights before. But now he's made that announcement.
Where has he been that has caused this? Like, where have you been that's been tall?
That's it. Like, I get a phobia, like, I'm afraid of spiders because I saw a big spider. But this is just out of nowhere. Like, everybody, I've decided I'm afraid. It's almost like he decided, like, I need to come up with a thing.
I need a phobia.
Yeah, you're not more interesting because you're afraid of heights. It's ridiculous.
Does that make people more interesting?
Not to me. Not to me at all.
No.
You're not afraid of heights.
What do you mean? What kind of heights are we talking
about?
That's
the thing. No, have this conversation with him because it'll drive you mad. Because, like, I'm afraid of heights. Where have you been that's high? What is it that you... What are you talking about?
I was in that plane that one time.
Okay, but that's...
You sat the whole time and ate chicken nuggets.
Right. Exactly. Well, they don't have chicken nuggets on a plane, but still.
They don't?
No, not that I'm aware of.
They don't serve chicken nuggets on a plane. That's weird.
No, usually it's just sandwiches, isn't it? They don't really have the... They don't really cook food anymore.
You have to bring your own, don't you? I mean, you could bring your own chicken nuggets.
People do that, too. People do have a way of bringing their own food onto the plane. Sometimes... It'll drive you crazy if you're
I suppose you're not there's
careful.
A limit to that, too.
Hey, speaking of kids, stop me if you've heard this one. This story comes to us from Allentown, where they've taken all the coal from the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then the union people, you know what they do? They throw it away. Allentown, Pennsylvania, 2-year-old boy is rescued from inside a claw machine.
Yet again.
2-year-old climbed through the door of a Pennsylvania laundromat claw machine. Got stuck after the door closed behind him. Rescue crews had to use a crowbar to pry open the door and rescue little Josiah Cruz, who went in after a finding...
They call him the Cruiser.
Went in after a Finding Nemo plush toy. Boy's mother was doing laundry when she heard him crying and called 911.
What?
Well, because she was doing laundry at the laundromat.
Oh, she's at the laundromat.
Yeah, she turns her back for a second. His 2-year-old is inside the claw machine screaming. So she calls 911. Because, you know, she didn't have a key.
They got claw machines at the laundromat
well,
now, huh?
Well,
they do in Allentown.
You know. News outlets are saying that this seems to happen a lot. This is the good news, though. I like this detail. They didn't let the kid have the toy.
Good.
No.
You didn't
earn
it.
Can I get that toy I went in after? No.
You didn't earn it.
No. You can get it. If you want to put a bucket in the machine and use this claw, by the way.
Win it properly.
By the way, the thing is rigged. 7 ways to Sunday. Don't kid yourself. Yeah, he got stuck before he could reach the Finding Nemo plush toy that he wanted. If it seems like you've heard that story before, you have. It's like every 6 weeks. And it's always little boys, too. I don't know that we've ever had a little girl get stuck in a claw machine.
Well, no. Maybe they actually get in and get out.
So that's it.
It's not that they don't climb in the claw machine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just they know how to get out of it.
They're able to think their way out of the predicaments that they find themselves in.
They maybe kind of think it through, thinking, okay, if I get in there, though, can I get out?
There's a rugby player in the news. The guy's name is Tadhg Furlong. He's a rugby player. He's an Irish tight head. Weren't you in a band called the Irish Tight Heads?
Is that a position?
I'm guessing. I don't know much about rugby.
You play tight head as opposed to tight end? You're
tight head? Irish tight head, it says here. Weren't you in a band called the Irish Tight Heads? And didn't you have an album called Allentown Laundromat? Tadhg Furlong.
It was a tribute to a soap opera. It was the first rock soap opera.
And the idea was that it was people doing their laundry who were going through soap opera things while watching soap operas. I love it. But the soap opera that happens in the laundromat, not as interesting as All My Children or Another World. So
the follow-up was called Angels and Anus.
That was
something called a cock opera.
Okay, let's clean it up. Killing me. This tight head is said to be battling an addiction. Now, I told you that he's Irish.
Who's battling addiction?
The kid in the claw? This Irish tight head.
Oh, no, the tight head.
The rugby player, yeah.
Not the young kid in the claw.
Well, that kid's addicted to flush.
I'm addicted to this.
Okay, a tight head is there are two props. There's a prop and a hooker in rugby. And one is a tight head and the other is the loose head. I don't understand what any of that means. Rugby to me just seems like a bunch of guys who want to beat the crap out of each other. And there's a ball in lines.
Too tough for me.
Yeah, right?
Too tough for me.
Right? And rugby players are too.
The deal they've made is they don't mind losing their teeth.
That's it. Or getting concussions.
And I don't want my teeth knocked out of my head.
Right. No. I mean, there's that fella up at UNI that got CTE as a result of all the rugby he played. I mean, it's heavy stuff. The idea of it, too, is these rugby players are always telling you, oh, you'd love it if you played it.
No.
It's the greatest.
No.
Like, they're all kind of evangelists for rugby. Have you noticed that? Oh, it's the greatest. You got to come out there. Why would... Are you... Look at me. Do I look like I belong in a rugby...
Although, I suppose mind? If you were in the right league, maybe it would be okay. If you didn't play against those guys.
Well, but
if you played against you guys.
Yeah, okay. So
if you played against... Like
right.
you.
The dad bod division of
yes.
rugby.
Yes.
And none of us are really that into it. Like, well, we're running around a little bit. The
we're
scrum.
We're kind of pitching the ball around.
I'll get in a scrum for a time, and then I've got other things to do.
You're in the scrum, but then you look around to see if anybody in the sidelines is watching you in the scrum.
Anybody seeing me putting the effort
Does
in?
Does anyone see me scrumming?
Or am I wasting my energy here with a bunch of other dudes? Well, he's Irish, so he has announced that he is battling an addiction, and he is seeking help for this addiction. Darren, my question to you is, this Irishman, this tight head, what is he battling? An addiction to what?
Steakums.
Tell the neighbors.
That you're addicted to Steakums.
Let the neighbors know you
are addicted.
Are addicted to Steakums. It's not bad. That's not bad. It's not the answer, but it's not bad. No,
Quit cakes for nutches!
Right, okay. Well, no, he's addicted to potatoes.
Well, that makes sense.
An Irishman battling potato addiction.
Well, that's like a that's like a dog biting a person. Dog bites man. Where's the headline there?
I mean...
Irishman addicted to potatoes. I thought that's like kind of a given.
You know why a lot of us are here? Because we couldn't grow potatoes over there. And it was like, there was a potato famine. It's like, I'm not living on this island if I can't eat potatoes. Screw that. Get me on a boat. I don't care where we land.
Get a load of this.
Let's go.
Get a load of this. My brother recently did some investigating of my mother.
Like following around late at night?
No.
Where does Pat go?
No.
When Ron falls asleep.
Right. No, of like her family history.
Yeah.
And they've got it as far back as somebody being born here in Virginia in like 1620.
So like you're a Mayflower person?
Well, I maybe. I might be from the Mayflower.
Fancy, fancy.
So, I mean, that's just to the point
does that make you happy or kind of bum you out? Because aren't the Mayflower, like people who have Mayflower in their family, like, aren't they a little bit better off than you are?
Well.
Like, you're not really that hoity-toity for somebody that claims to have relatives
that
landed
in. Well, maybe I am.
You don't know it?
Maybe I am, but I don't know
it. You think there's a secret fortune awaiting you somewhere?
Who knows? But don't you think that's something all the way back to 1620?
That is fascinating.
In Virginia?
That is fascinating.
Was there even a Virginia in 1620?
Of course there was.
Okay. Because that'd be the first thing that kind of falls through. Wait a minute, you couldn't have been born in Virginia. There wasn't a Virginia in 1620.
It was all plains back then. They called it Virginia Plain. Have I told you I'm on a real Roxy Music kick lately?
You should be.
Oh, I can't believe I spent so much of my life hating Roxy Music.
There you go.
Those first two records especially. Shut up. What's the one with Jerry Hall on the cover?
Siren.
Oh, is that a good one?
That's a good one.
Oh, it's not bad. Addicted to potatoes, you see, Darren. He's eating up to 10 potatoes a day.
Hmm.
The team's nutritional coach, Daniel Davey.
That can't be good for you.
Says that he's struggling to keep his love of potatoes under control. He says, quote, Tadic Furlong loves his potatoes. He might be having 6 potatoes or 10 potatoes a day.
I wonder how quick it would take for you to get beat up in Ireland.
So then I have to say, Tadic, you're having too many potatoes. You can do that today at a game. Because potatoes are a good source of energy.
Would they take you in as one of their own right away, or just beat the hell out of you?
No. Well, I think beating the hell out of you is how they show that you're one of their own. At least that's what I would tell myself as they clubbed me.
Solicitly.
I'm getting off the plane in Dublin. Here!
Maybe it's the accent.
It's a little bit...
it's a little over the top.
Well, I'm trying to drive home the fact that Daniel Davey is an Irish nutritionist for this Irishman who's a tight head who's addicted to potatoes. I'm trying to paint a picture with my dialect. I'm sorry if it's not good enough for you.
No, I'm not saying,
Fred Travellina.
I'm not saying that it's not good enough. I'm just thinking. I just have a feeling they might beat you up.
He has like, well, yeah, but they beat everybody up.
That's true. What do you want? You want to fight about it?
Thanks for nothing. Yeah. So anyway, he's battling this addiction. 10 potatoes. I guess this addiction took a hold in 2014.
Already, the grass is growing too fast.
It's my buddy Jimmy, the guy who did all that Tron artwork for you. Was saying the other day on Facebook. He says this is the problem with May. You mow your grass on Friday, and on Saturday you look at it and you go, "Grass needs to be mowed again."
You gotta grow it. You gotta mow it twice in a week, which is ridiculous.
It is, especially when you consider that 2 weeks ago it was covered in snow.
Right. What kind of cheap trick is this?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm on a bit of a jag lately.
Yeah, you've been listening to a lot of Cheap Trick?
No, but I've done my share over the years.
How were their more recent albums?
I think pretty good.
Yeah,
I think you. Yeah.
Because,
pretty good.
Because, you know, for me, no Bunny Carlos, no interest. Bunny Carlos, he is that band.
Stay Away from the Doctor.
What, is that an album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not their best. Stay away from that.
Cheap Trick probably has 30 albums. How many albums do you think they have?
I would say it's probably closer to 20.
They put out a lot of records. Oh, they have more than 20. They have more than 20 albums.
25? I don't know about 30.
Darren, they put two out in 1977 alone.
Well, they were on a hot streak.
Between the 77 and 80, that's five albums.
Uh-huh.
Stop yourself. You're saying, Lap of Luxury, that's not good either, is it?
It's, but it had hits.
Is that what, yeah, but the hit is like Don't Be Cruel from Elvis, right?
Well.
Now, I will say this. I did enjoy a record called Woke Up With a Monster.
No, you shouldn't. That's not... That's
Woke Up With a Monster! Ah!
No, that's another one that you should maybe tread lightly.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about just the album entitled Cheap Trick?
That was good. That was a nice comeback record.
That was 1997.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they put out two albums...
That had the radio hit Say Goodbye on it.
They had two albums last year, of course. We're All Right. We're All Right, I guess. That sounds like it might be a retrospective.
No, I think it's just a little. Right, I think it's just a little nod to the past. But I think it's still all new music.
And they also put out an album called Christmas, Christmas.
I haven't heard either.
Christmas, Christmas. What's wrong with you, Cheap Trick? Oh boy, I think I might love this record. The first track from 2017's Christmas, Christmas is an original composition entitled Merry Christmas, Darlings. They got Baby LaStrange working on with them? This is ridiculous. Let's see. They also do... Oh, they do their version of Slade, Merry Christmas, Everybody.
Natch.
They do a version of Father Christmas by the Kinks. Boy, I might have to... That might be my soundtrack.
For this upcoming year.
Yeah.
If we decide not to... if we decide to go ahead and do Christmas.
How about their redoing of... didn't they put out a... they did like Revolver, didn't they?
No, Sgt. Pepper.
They did Sgt. Pepper in its entirety?
I think like a live version of it. Because they were doing it in Las Vegas.
I could swear they were... maybe it was like a Revolver cover album that I'm thinking of. They did a pretty good... they like their Beatles, don't they, the Cheap Trick?
Yeah, sure they do.
You want to get into the top five things?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick. Now, don't forget this. Mother's Day is coming up. It's this Sunday, so don't fail. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry has a wide variety in all price ranges for great gifts for Mother's Day. As a matter of fact, everything in the store is up to 50% off. Through Mother's Day, they love putting together the prettiest packages for the special people in your life. They have fun creating custom personalized gifts. They've stocked up with meaningful beads in their Reflections collection, and their goal is to help you find that little thing that's going to knock mom's socks off. So again, visit them. They're at 3320 East Kimberly Road. They're open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And they'll help you find the perfect gift for every occasion, including Mother's Day. They're locally owned and operated. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a free purchase or with a purchase, a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. If you'd like to be reaching out to the podcast, now this is while the podcast is going on, or anytime, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is opening soon with two locations. Uncle Norm's is going to be on the Iowa side. They're going to have a Davenport store, and their Milan store, located just south of Milan on Route 67, is opening on June 1st. Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. And the podcast, as it always is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriotis.com. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Now, your brother is the big Cheap Trick fanatic, really. Probably the biggest Cheap Trick fan that I know.
He is a big Cheap Trick fan, but he kind of took it from me.
Oh, so you turned him on to that?
Maybe.
Yeah, you take a certain measure of pride in that.
Not pride, but it's true.
Just saying. Just throwing it out there.
So I'm at work today. To you. This guy walks in. I've never seen him before. He walks in and he goes, "It's fantastic. I would never be able to grow one."
Oh, your goatee? Nice. Nice.
It's fantastic. I would never be able to grow one.
Oh, that's bad. That is fantastic.
I'm like, well, yeah.
Got a texture on the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line. "Hey there, Farmer Dave and Farmer Darren, please wish Wizard Ryan Earl DeFaw from Atkinson, Illinois, a very happy 29th birthday today. Thanks." That's from Tommy B.
You well, bet happy we birthday, will. Sure. Hmm? Of course we will.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Little buddy.
All right, I think.
Where do you work, or can't you say?
Are you a barmaid?
Are you a hooker?
Stripper?
Stripper? Right, that's right. It was a stripper, not a hooker.
Rad G.
Let's see. Do you
barmaid?
Are you a nurse?
Nurse? Stripper?
Secretary?
Well, I like it when the women show off their calves.
Yes. High heels.
That's when women were women.
Number one.
Number one.
One.
And I was still one. Out of a job.
Still
a world-class malingerer.
Harvey Weinstein, back in the news. Now, this is interesting.
Something of a comeback?
Don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years. Harvey Weinstein, for years and years, was paying, swear to God, the Chubb Group, an insurance company. Chubb Indemnity Insurance Company. Right? He was paying them coverage for something called crisis assistance. The idea was that they would be there to bail him out should there be significant adverse regional or national media coverage. If something happens and media coverage tanks my business, that's what I'm paying this insurance company for. Well, he'd like to get paid now.
Yeah. Where's my money?
Yes. One of his policies promised him $300,000 in crisis assistant benefits. Over the last 25 years...
But isn't that like Chubb change to him?
You would think.
$300,000?
You think. He wants
he's
it, though.
He's not out any money. What money is he out? I mean,
well,
I,
he lost his company.
Well, yeah, there's that.
He's probably. Not going to make... The guy's never going to make another dollar.
Yeah, but he's
the rest
got all
life.
The money that he did make.
That wife of his is going to take half his money. And now, what's her name? Kentucky Bluegrass.
Oh,
Ashley Judd.
Yeah, she's taking the other half.
Well, she wants money because she's saying, "You hurt my career." And then, you know, I guarantee there's going to be a bunch of other actresses. They're like, "Yeah, that's a good point. I should be making more money, too." This guy's going to be broke. So he paid more than $1 million in
premiums.
All the
sweat hogs went their cut.
25 years he was paying for this insurance policy. More than $1 million he's already paid in the premiums. Policy specifically promised him $300,000 in crisis assistance. Anyone want to argue that he's not having a crisis right now? Again, the way it's worded, an event involving significant adverse regional or national media coverage. I would say he's there right now.
Yeah.
It's like your house caught on fire, but you don't get the money from the insurance company because you started the fire.
Well, there probably is a provision in there.
Right. But
and maybe that's...
Well, what, that's what the Chubb group is saying. No, denial of coverage. You're not getting anything. So now he's filing a suit against the Chubb Indemnity Insurance Company. And I'd also like some money for what I did to this potted plant. Can we make that happen? Is there a policy for that?
Two.
See that story about that attorney general in New York? The guy that is going after Weinstein? Turns out he's got a couple problems of his own.
He resigned.
Yeah. Probably a good move. It's another guy that's not going to be making any money anytime soon. A breakthrough injection could help you shed 14 pounds in a month. It's a hormone injection these British scientists have come up with, where they just give you a shot and in 4 weeks you lose 14 pounds.
Just by can't keep anything down, or?
The shot mimics the effects of a gastric band, and the breakthrough is being hailed as the most exciting obesity treatment yet. Experts at Imperial College London currently completing human trials. And they say by giving you this shot, you eat 30% less food. It's kind of like they say a gastric bypass, but they don't go in and cut up your belly.
So it just kills your appetite.
Well, there you go. They say the injection was so successful in some patients that have diabetes, they were able to come off their meds. So they've been taking these shots through a patch and a pump for 28 days. Each participant lost between 4 and 5 pounds. Some of them lost as many as, again, 14 pounds in a month. Would you take a shot in the arm to drop 15 pounds?
I suppose so.
Put me down for two of them, although, is what I say.
Yeah, it might be just as effective with the Merv Griffin method.
I was at Steve's yesterday.
If you remember him in The Man with Two Brains, do you remember what he was injecting people with?
Was it embalming fluid?
This was killing people.
Was it embalming fluid?
Windex.
Windex, that's what it was. I was at Steve's Old Time Tap. Still, by the way, still home of the Dave and Darren burger. The Dave and Darren filet mignon is still at the center of the menu there at Steve's Old Time Tap.
Yeah.
Isn't that marvelous? Thank you to Jeff and the gang at Steve's. We were having a conversation. I was grabbing a quick beer before a comedy sports event that I had. And somehow we were talking about dropping a couple of pounds. And Rusk says, it's easy to do. You just lock yourself in a steam room for a week.
Some people have to go to work. Don't you? I mean,
Three.
Who can just do that?
Yeah, I'm going to send all my calls to the steam room. Look at me. I'm an Adonis now. This story's got me freaking out.
You're going to spend your well-earned vacation in a steam room? I don't know about that.
Not the best.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. May 10th. It's Bombshell.
What's Bombshell?
The Hedy Lamarr story.
Hedley.
It's finally here. That's happening on Thursday. Friday, May 11th, Choral Dynamics presents a free screening of Footloose on May 17th. At 7 o'clock, the Orpheum Theater is going to be announcing their Throwback Thursday free summer movie series and offering a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. June 7th, a kids-friendly double feature, the B-movie, The Monarch Butterfly Story. Saturday, June 16th, the Dancer Studio presents Alice in Wonderland. And if you're a country fan, coming to the Orpheum Theater on Tuesday, July 17th, it's country music icon John Conley, so don't miss out. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They're also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's, again, two locations opening in June. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. And everybody else is going to be packing up after the 4th of July. Not Uncle Norm's. They are family-owned, and they live locally. As a matter of fact, their Milan store is open year-round for any sort of a special event you might have. And you can get a hold of them by appointment. Call 563-329-2398, 563-320-0897. All of that information available at their Facebook page and at the website, UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby. And that, of course, is turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's on 53rd and also their location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
All right, number three.
Number three.
You know, this story has me freaking out ever since I read it today, getting the show ready. Because you mentioned the grass growing. Allergy season's already kicking in like nobody's business. This woman in Omaha had a runny nose. She thought, well, I got a cold.
Yes.
Right? Happens. The runny nose continued for years.
Yeah.
Along with symptoms like coughing, sneezing,
just wouldn't go away.
Yeah. Can't shake this cold. Again, had it for years. She says, everywhere I went, I always had a box of puffs, always stuffed in my pocket. It was like a waterfall continuously.
Drive you crazy.
Doctors tell her it's allergies. She says, nah, I know it's not allergies.
I get your allergies.
Finally, they did a little bit of testing.
How does she know it's not allergies?
Well, I guess your body knows.
Does it?
Well, if they're giving you something for allergies and your nose keeps running,
okay, so
that would be a dead giveaway, Charles Ramsey.
What's it ends up to be?
Well, it turns out she had a brain fluid leak. Her brain fluid was leaking out of her head and out of her nose.
That happens.
It's called a cerebrospinal fluid leak.
Did she ever notice that the fluid coming out of her nose was not like a runny nose liquid?
You mean like the difference? I imagine the stuff like around your brain looks like boogers, probably, right? I don't know.
Not necessarily boogers, but
she was losing half a pint of this brain fluid a day through her nose.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah. How did she not run out? Just continually regenerating
this
stuff?
How much do we make, I guess?
She says the symptoms started a couple years after she had a head trauma in a car accident when she hit her face on the dashboard.
Well, she don't do that.
She says before the surgery that they had to correct the fact that she was, again, leaking brain fluid out of her nose. She says she couldn't sleep. I was like a zombie, she says. Now she's getting sleep and she doesn't have to go everywhere with Kleenex. Also, this is good. Isn't leaking brain fluid out of her nose. Yeesh. So now,
four.
Like I had to blow my nose earlier today, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, is this boogers or is this brain fluid? Because, like, the last couple days I've had trouble remembering things. I'm starting to connect the dots. Like, usually I'm pretty good about remembering stuff.
How do you...
Like, we're watching...
What are you forgetting?
See, this is what you know. I'm very, very proud of my memory. That I feel like I have a really good memory. And we were watching a video for Brian Setzer, Jump Jivin' Whale.
Uh huh.
That was on the TV.
Yeah.
And I was like, what was that called when everybody was doing this nonsense? Like there was a fad. What was his music called?
You mean like swing?
Yeah. And Jenny goes, swing music. I'm like, how did I not come up with that? Jesus, we had a baseball team named after this nonsense in town. How'd that work out, by the way? Yeesh. Not the best. You guys don't have any swing merchandise there for sale, do you?
I don't think it's permitted.
I can't imagine anyone's ever asked for it.
Once in a while, you'll have some sort of...
I bet somebody just being smart.
Screwball.
Somebody just being a jerk. Got any swing stuff? I'd never grow a goatee like that. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. I could never grow one.
Number five.
So you don't know this guy. He just comes into the store.
He just walks in with his kit and goes, "It's fantastic."
And you don't know what he's referring to.
Not until he says...
Until he says, "I could never grow one."
Right.
"It's fantastic."
Yeah, I don't know what it... Yeah. Don't know.
Huh? "I could never grow one myself." Oh, my goatee.
Well, I mean, the key is just leave
well,
it alone.
Well, I need to describe Darren's goatee. The coloring is really something else.
Well, it's all natural.
Because your chin is white, but then around your mouth
still
is,
some
is
darkness.
Still dark.
Still some darkness. Yeah. Not a bunch.
Yeah. Now, see, I got the beard going, and it's pretty much all gray.
There's some darkness in there.
Well, thank you. You're kind to notice.
Well, I'm just telling
I could
you.
Never grow one.
Fantastic!
I love it. It's fantastic. That's my new favorite guy.
I know.
Finally... number five, Elon Musk is starting a candy company.
Now, he's dating some rock star.
Grimes is her name?
Well, okay, maybe not a rock star, but someone who's in the business.
I think she's a pop star. I watched about 12 seconds of a video of her today because I'm like, who is this? She looks like she's 9 years old.
Well,
I know, right? I guess when you're a bamillionaire, you can get away with that. Yeah, the Tesla chairman, a guy who put a car in space... Now
does that impress you?
Now says he's going to be launching a candy company. He says, "I'm starting a candy company, and it's going to be amazing. Boy, I am super serious."
He just flits around, doesn't he?
It's kind
he
of,
just, I just can't.
He's like a Bond villain.
I just can't. I get bored real quick.
You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to do a... candy company.
And I wonder
it's
if that,
super,
I wonder
super
if that
awesome.
POs people like the Shameless Chocoholic, you know, who have kind of sunk their, you know, lives into this, and all of a sudden, oh, you think you're just going to start a candy company, huh?
All right, Grimes was born in 1988, so I guess that's she's 30, born on St. Patrick's Day. She looks much younger than 30 to me, and this Elon Musk has got to be what, 40 something?
Yeah.
So that's not so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I guess not.
Elon Musk is born in South Africa. He's 46.
Okay.
I guess that's okay. Just the picture of the two of them, they made their debut at the Met Gala last night. Everyone's all a buzz about it. And it just looks like somebody brought their daughter to work day.
Mm.
She's very young looking. No judgment. But he says, "I'm starting a candy company, and it's going to be amazing. I am super, super serious."
He has to say that because everyone knows he just flits around.
"I'm super, super serious about this. We're going to do a candy company. This is not just one of my candy flights of fancy. This is happening." Those were your top five things.
The top five things, the podcast, is brought to you in part by our friends at the...
Chubb Group.
Huh?
Arthur Daniels,
no.
Midland.
I don't think we have any...
We feed the world.
I don't think we have any of the Chubb Group of money, but we do have some of the East Moline Coffee Company money.
Oh,
they're located at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year. And enter and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join the loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And, of course, the podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean.
Yes.
Where... if you're a member, you had a super secret patrons-only podcast last week.
Those patron-only shows are a lot of fun.
They're a good time.
Yeah.
They're kind of very freewheeling.
Yeah.
Sometimes quite provocative.
They can be. Not by design. We just kind of we go where our gin-soaked desire takes us.
Titillating to some point.
Perhaps.
As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, please do so using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line. That number remains the same, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, with two locations opening very, very soon in June, one on the Davenport side, and then the Milan store located just south of Milan on Route 67. That's going to be open on June 1st. So, again, they're available by appointment year-round. Check them out at their Facebook page and at UncleNormsFireworks.com. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks, 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that.
All right, I got to get a kid to soccer practice. We'll do another one tomorrow until we get a chance to do it for you then.
Yes, we'll be doing that again tomorrow.
Yes.
Which is it Wednesday already?
It will be, yes. It'll be...
So it's a one for Wednesday.
Nueve de Mayo, for those of you who are still celebrating.
So from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studios, we bid you a farewell.
What the hell are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing? Yeah, the old clock on the wall says that's all.
Says we're going to chitty chat and...
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on. Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.